This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Denver is getting more than 600 electric vehicle chargers, mostly at affordable housing sites around the city. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
3, 2, 1.
City and utility leaders gathered in North Denver on Thursday to cut a ribbon on a bank of 6 chargers in North Denver. A company called Buzzy built the systems and plans to build dozens of similar projects across the city. Aaron Lieberman, the company's CEO, says that'll let renters consider all-electric driving.
They're getting more money in their pocket because they're not paying to change the oil. They're not, paying high prices for gas.
New EVs are still expensive, but used EVs are increasingly competitive with gas cars. Chargers at apartments could unlock a whole new pool of buyers, and that might help states meet their climate goals, even as the federal government cuts supports for EVs. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Hundreds of federal workers are turning to Colorado's unemployment system as the government shutdown continues. The state's Department of Labor and Employment says about 1,500 furloughed employees have applied for benefits so far. Officials warn their claims could take weeks to process because of wage verification issues unique to federal workers, and those benefits will have to be repaid once back pay arrives. When the unemployment checks for federal workers do come, they'll be only about 55% of a worker's salary. This is CPR News. It's now 9:06.